Hello and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse, and we are the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Go on to Facebook and give them a follow. And while you're there, head over to our page, We Are Marvel Pod, and give us a follow too. I am one of your hosts. My name is Jeremy.
I'm your host. My name is Justin.
Thank you all for joining us again.
We're back.
We are. We know it's been a while.
Just as good as we usually are. Yay.
Yeah. Whatever, you know, level that is that you expect from us, we're back at it.
Or somewhere thereabouts.
Yes. Yeah. So we do apologize. It has been a while, but just, you know, life kind of gets busy and we've tried, but something comes up and we're here now.
Yeah.
So let's all get over it.
I don't even want to get in. It's been a couple weeks, and they're over now, and we're moving past the weeks.
We're into October.
We're talking about a fantastic movie.
All four of them.
Well, there are four of them now,
technically. Yes.
Yeah.
That is also correct. Yeah. That's exactly what I meant when I said it.
I know. God. And they're all bad. That's so strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get into it, but it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because for those that don't know, the Fantastic Four are known as Marvel's first family.
Right.
Because the Fantastic Four was the first book Stan created with this new kind of style that he was doing. So before Spider-Man, before X-Men, before Avengers, Cap already existed, Submariner, you know, those Golden Age characters, but this was the first book that he did that started what we know now as Marvel Comics.
Right, yeah.
And every movie they've had, including, and I should say, especially the one in the 90s, is just dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, this one's pretty good, but it's still not good.
If you were to compare them, yes.
Yeah. This is the best of all four bad situations we've been in.
You heard it here. This is the best Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
Of the Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, because, I mean, we'll get to Rise of Silver Surfer.
Oh, can't wait.
It's not bad.
I remember it as bad, so it might not be, because same here.
Right, but I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the trail we've been on, and will be on for the next several, well, the next one's pretty rough, but for the next several movies of, like, they're fine.
Right.
We don't get into they're good until about X-Men First Class.
Yeah. We just kept going. Uh-huh. Kept hoping they were good. Because they do a good trailer.
Yeah.
Sometimes. As far as I remember.
Yeah.
They had to, right?
Yeah.
So, we were a lot younger and dumber, too. All right. Well, let's get into a little bit of... Or do we do our catchphrase first and then we get into this or not?
Yeah. We got to get... Everybody has to get their assigned treats.
Yes. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to grab your Icarus. Because we're going to start talking about Fantastic Four. A group of astronauts gain superpowers after a cosmic radiation exposure and must use them to oppose the plans of their enemy, Dr. Victor Von Doom.
That's crazy. I have another problem with this thing. Here's what bugs me, and Fox has done this twice now. Dr. Doom did not get his powers at the same time as the Fantastic Four. Extra point, he doesn't have powers. He has a metal suit. He's basically like evil Iron Man with a dash of Black Panther because he has his own kingdom.
Fair, yeah.
Like, that's what Dr. Doom is. And I really hope Marvel Studios does it, finally. Because when my wife and I were watching this, and you know, she's like, he has electric powers. And I was like, no, he doesn't. But he does in this. Yeah, and then he turns into a metal man because... Yeah. Like, he had the mask, just give him a suit of armor to go with the mask.
Yeah.
It makes about as much sense as the mask in his office does.
Yeah, it was like a gift or something from Lafayette? Yeah. Sure, okay. Why?
I am glad that they name-dropped Latveria, and I'm pretty sure we see it-ish in the next one.
Okay.
But not enough.
Right. Yeah.
Sad. Yeah. Missed opportunities.
So many of them. A little tagline here. Prepare for the fantastic.
I am prepared.
Still waiting. it was directed by Tim Story. I thought that was interesting that his last name is Story, and he couldn't write one. But he didn't write it, I guess. He just directed. Thank you.
And he does the sequel as well.
It was written by Michael France and Mark Frost, and is based on Fantastic Four by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Ding.
It is starring, how do you say Reed's first name? I was going to go with Ian.
Sure.
Ian Griffith?
I've always kind of liked him, but I've never known how to say his name.
Yeah. If
first or last.
If I see him at all, I would think, hey, Ray Reed Richards.
Yeah.
I would not know Ian Griffith. Griffood. Oh, yeah. I apologize if you're listening. That'd be hilarious.
But we do like you.
Yeah, if you are, you can be on the show anytime.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Jessica Alba. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans. Michael Chiklis. Julian McMahon.
Sure.
And Kerry Washington, I guess.
That is who that is.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So weird. Such a weird spot. Cast, whatever. It had a budget of 87.5 to 100 million. I don't know. Again, I don't know how they figure that out. Might be taxes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the box office of, surprisingly, 333.5 million.
It did well. I mean, well enough for a sequel.
It did.
And it's not a cheap movie to make. It's right. Just shy of an X-Men. Like, yeah. Everybody has their own skill sets. At the time, that was the best that could look.
Right.
Which, some are good. I'll take this, the thing, over the 2015 thing.
Well, the thing is all, or maybe not all, but mostly
practical.
Practical.
Yeah.
I say real, which
yeah, I mean,
is yes. What I meant. Practical is what I meant. Yeah. Real is the thing. You know what I mean, Justin? I don't know why you're
explaining. I moved past it before you started.
So, yes. I think I got a fun fact on that. It's not that fun, but we'll get to it. Are they ever, really?
Sometimes. This one, not fun.
This one,
it is just a fact.
Yeah, these I got an opinion from my wife. I read them and asked her. She thought every single one was entertaining, so.
Well, that's nice.
I'm going to blame her. Some of them I was like, okay.
Is this fun?
I'll add it.
It's nice.
And then she tricked me on one, which is good. Anyways. Let's go for overall thoughts, Justin. What are your overall thoughts?
When this came out, I was stoked for it. I mean, it's a Fantastic Four. I remember the trailer and the song for that trailer. I'm not going to sing it.
Oh, please do.
I haven't heard it in so long. I don't even remember.
Just got a request from a listener.
It's more like a beat.
Okay.
And it was just this really cool, like, edgy beat that it was cut to. I don't even know the words to the song, but it was a cool beat. And it was like, yeah, I'm stoked. Like, it would run in my head. And this was around the time, I guess, the summer after we met would be how that would... I was trying to do that math in my head.
Yeah, I think it would have been.
Because it was... When did it come out?
2005? The exact thing? I didn't put that down, but I'm going to find it for you as we're doing this.
Because we met in the 2004-2005 school year.
True.
So this would have been the summer after we first met.
I am eventually going to find it.
I know.
July.
That was going to be my guess. I was thinking June,
July. Okay, fine. What's the day?
I'm going to go with 15th.
8th. You're the worst.
Damn it.
I don't even know why you
played. And I went too high. So Price is Right rules, I lose anyway because I went over. All right. Well, he's going to have a new host next week.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you're right, though. This would have been the summer. After we met, yeah. Mm-hmm. We would have met, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, because one of the things, many things I did in the class that we were in is watch movie trailers a lot. Speaking of, like, the next movie that we're going to talk about, which we'll say at the end of the episode, remember that, watching that trailer a lot in class.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's what we were all into. I remember us all just getting into the trailers and sharing them and like, oh, and dude, new trailer, check out. Yeah.
That's just true. How bad that movie was going to be with a few highlights.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing we kind of mentioned was they did a good job with the trailer. And it was probably because of the way they put it together and the song and got you pumped for it. And yeah. And
the thing is, no pun intended, that the Fantastic Four is a lighter book.
Okay.
You look at the 2015 one, it's too dark, among other things.
Yeah.
Like them beating a, or not beating a middle school science fair.
That's right.
God, that's stupid. Anyway. Oh, man. But like the lighthearted doofiness of this movie is more or less tonally correct. This is not a serious group. I love the back and forth between the Thing and Johnny.
Yeah.
That's true to book. The Thing being, you know, Reed rambles off a bunch of science shit, and he turns to Sue and goes, huh? And then she says whatever she says.
Right.
That's perfect. Like, if this movie wasn't made in 2005 and had modern MCU and just modern movie sensibilities for how you treat movies, I think it would be okay.
Okay.
I'd still have the problem with Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Because they keep doing it and it bothers me.
Right.
But, like, it's fun. I could watch this movie. I watched, because I was at home a lot over the last several weeks, and I watched comic book movies that I hadn't seen before, like Steel, Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, the Hellboy with what's-his-face from Stranger Things, David Harbour.
Yeah.
They're all fine. Like, it was just, even Steel, I was like, it was the 90s. Like, you kind of have to put yourself in the mindset of, like, it's not today. If this came out today, like, Hellboy is a lot harder to excuse because that was just a couple years ago.
Right, not long ago.
And it was fine. Okay. Like, it had some cool moments.
Yeah, I never
did watch
it.
But it's not good.
Okay.
It's not Ron Perlman and Guillermo. Like, it's just not.
Right.
There's like, three good moments. The rest of it is fine. But with this, it's just, it's about as good as everything else around this time. Like,
yeah.
I think I enjoyed Elektra a little more than this, because I saw a lot more potential.
Okay, yeah.
But with this, it was just like, yeah, this is what I remember. It's bad jokes, and the skiing thing was...
Oh, yeah. I didn't even put that in my notes, but yeah, I forgot.
That was a moment. Like, it's fine. The CG looks okay. The Thing costume looks great, even though Chiklis, while a good cast, is too small.
Right.
And even Chris Evans, like, I'm watching it, I was like, God, I'm so glad he was Cap. He did such a better job as Cap, but he's a fine Johnny.
Yeah, he's fine. He, like, plays the part how it should be played. Very arrogant.
Yeah, like, and it's solid.
Yeah.
And Jessica Alba is Jessica Alba. She's the same in everything she's ever been in, except Sin City, where she actually knew how to do a good job. So it's just like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it was, I remember it being bad, which it still kind of is, but it wasn't that bad. It's fine. Like you were saying, it's a fine movie.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say, oh yeah, Fantastic Four is good.
Yeah.
In comparison to the others, yeah, it is the good one.
Yeah.
But it is not a good movie.
Yeah.
But it's also not a bad movie. Like, it's no Howard the Duck
or
anything like that. It's fine.
Yeah.
Watch it if you want. If you don't, you're not missing anything. You know,
if you want to see a live action Fantastic Four, this is the best option right now.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will change in the next handful of years. I don't even remember when Fantastic Four is supposed to come out now.
Yeah, I don't know now.
With the strike and everything, that's like probably 2025, 26. I have no fucking clue.
It was supposed to start phase 6, right?
I think so.
But yeah, who knows now? Yeah. Like you said, yeah. But yeah, it's a fine movie. It, you know, we'll get into some more stuff here, and I kind of put my opinions as we go, but it's cheesy. It's of the time. The CGI was terrible, but it was good at the time. Yeah. Looking back now, it's like, this is garbage. But again, it's the best they had.
Yeah. There are some Reed stretching moments where I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah.
And then there's some where it's like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
It's really not okay. Johnny looked pretty good.
Yeah.
It's about what it'd be now,
yeah,
give or take.
I would say so. Maybe a little more detail to him under the flames.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it looks good as a as a flame flying around and stuff like that. It looks,
yeah. And I love the chickless suit. Jessica Alba's invisibility powers, that's looked pretty much the same for the last, 30 years.
But yeah,
I like the chickless suit.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. I would agree that it would be nice if they could work with the camera perspective to make them look bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into some notes here.
Alrighty.
If we want to jump around, we can, but I got these in order.
Jump around?
Jump up and get down.
Oh, I will.
Side topic real quick. There's this guy that will take lines and stuff from songs and include them in his weather reports, and it's amazing.
Huh.
You guys should look it up. It's great. Yeah, he would take something like that and just say it in a very monotone thing, going, you know, the weather's going to get up, get down, and he'd just go on to the next thing, like
it's a
normal thing.
Yeah, it'll jump around.
It's great. So let's check that out.
That's cool.
Back to this movie.
Yeah.
The first part I got here is Dr. Reed Richards. I'm kind of went into these as if you've never seen this movie, which
is more or less
it could be fine. You don't have to. Dr. Reed Richards and Ben Grimm convinced Dr. Victor Von Doom to test, I think it's just plants, right? On his space station while a cosmic cloud is going past it. And they're more or less looking at how it reacts to organic things.
Mm-hmm.
They took plants instead of lab rats or something like that.
I think it's pretty in keeping. I mean, it was a fine setup. Again, it's the camera angles and the lighting and all this. It's a very comic book movie from 2005.
Yes.
I know I said Fantastic Four is a much lighter tone, but it's too bright. Like, literally the movie is too bright.
Yeah,
that's fair. And it makes it look cheesy.
Yeah.
It's not like a Guardians movie where it's just like pops of color that are just so vibrant and gets you in.
Yeah.
This is just very bright whole time, and it's solid. Again, my problem with them having to include Victor in everything, it's wrong, so it bothers me. But the Fantastic Four are known for not always being up to date with money. Like, they have trouble paying the bills. That was part of Stan's shtick. Like, they're real people with real problems. They have bills to pay, and they can't always do that.
Right.
They aren't always picked first for things. They have problems. Like, so it is in keeping. Everything with this movie is it's pretty close.
Right. Yeah, because that's essentially why he's going to Von Doom is, I don't have enough money to do these tests, and I need your help.
And everyone else has thumbed their nose at me because I've kind of fucked up a couple times, or things just haven't worked out the way. They tread the line of not making him just a joke of a scientist. It's more like it's true with Reed as well, is that he's so smart that he's dumb in personal relationships.
Right.
And just like, and it's, I think Victor says something along the lines of just like, he's brilliant, but he doesn't always know just how smart he is or exactly what he has when he has it.
Mm. Yeah.
Which, is pretty true.
Yeah, and they did a good job of showing that in this, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. My next part here is, there it is. Von Doom is, of course, going to, because as you said, he has to be there for everything.
Yeah, otherwise the movie would end.
Yep.
It'd almost be better if he wasn't there.
Yes.
And not just from all the other reasons why, he doesn't have powers and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But he sends this group off and this horrible thing happens and then he has to deal with it.
Right.
And then he goes crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't even there. There's nothing I could have done, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you were there.
Yeah. And this just makes him an ass face from beginning to end. There's no arc. He's just more of a dick by the end, to where it was almost Ironmonger twist of crazy. Where it was just, they threaded the needle just right so it wasn't outlandish-ish, but he was a jerk the whole time.
He was.
Even on the space station, he's just like, close the doors, Ben's gonna die, fuck off.
Yeah.
okay.
He's gonna die, fuck off. I think that was the line.
Yeah, that is the quote.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
That was their one F-bomb for the PG-13.
He's going to, and his chief genetics researcher, Susan Storm, who we find out is Rian's ex.
Oh, twist.
Yes. And Susan's brother, Johnny Storm.
Hmm.
And I put in here, correct, I have not said an astronaut's name. It's just a bunch of, it's a scientist, his buddy, some millionaire, another, I think, scientist. I think, I don't know, is she a doctor? Yeah. Or close
enough, they never really say.
Yeah, they don't call her one, but.
I mean, they're all pilots and astronauts and ex-something or others. Like, they allude to the fact that they have this history of training.
Right.
Because, I mean, you're not going to have just some dickhead who is your girlfriend's brother flying a spaceship.
Yeah.
Like,
you wouldn't think so, but it kind of feels like it was. So.
I mean, I know it's a Fox movie, but there is still a sense of, like, they just don't really go into what they did.
Right.
Just that they kind of, like, they're not quite good enough for NASA, but they're still pretty good.
Yeah. That's why they're in this private sector.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just thought it was more of that cheesy of the times kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Where nowadays it'd be like, oh no, they're legit a space pilot.
Yeah.
He worked for NASA for, 10 years.
Yeah.
He wanted more money, so now he's in the private sector.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But this is just like, oh yeah, that's my brother. He happens to know how to fly, I think.
Yeah. He can handle it. Yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
It sounds good. I think.
Yes. Yeah. So that was kind of the thing there. But again, it's of the times. It's how they thought we comic book fans wanted movies.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Details quite. Don't matter. You just want bright lights and funny colors.
Yeah. And a joke here and there.
Yeah. And that was one of my running lines for a long time with bad, action movies is it's a bright light, funny color movie. Like, you get your Michael Bay explosions, you get your dick jokes, and your girls in underwear, because they had to do that 2 or 3 times on this one.
Yeah.
And that's a good movie to, comic sweaty comic book nerds that don't leave their mom's basement. And it's just like, this is 3 years away from Iron Man.
I know, crazy.
This is the same year as Batman Begins. And you said wild. July, month after, a couple weeks after Batman Begins.
Jeez. Imagine that, to have seen that movie come out. Yeah. You're like, well, here's what we got.
Well, I was thinking about that earlier. It's just like, I love Batman Begins. In hindsight, it's my favorite of the three movies.
Okay.
And it's just like, that was the beginning of, oh, we're going to take this seriously again.
Yeah.
Like,
and I loved it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like, it's still, I love the Batman the most, but it is probably like my second favorite Batman movie of all time.
Okay.
And just to think that we're still in this mode is sad. Yeah. And that it actually took Marvel another 3 years to get to good.
Yeah.
Is sad.
Yeah, it is. See what to deal with, everyone. You youngsters.
Yeah.
Then I got here, they arrive in space to study the cosmic clouds, but the clouds arrive ahead of schedule.
Hate when that happens. And they never say why.
That's exactly what I got here. I got no reason really behind this. It reads miscalculated or something. It's like,
but he didn't. What? And they say that too.
That's right.
It's like, no, I didn't. I ran the numbers again. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And they don't play it up like it's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's just, and again, it's space. It's unpredictable.
Sure.
Weather is unpredictable. The weather guys get it wrong regularly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, oh, I can't believe this could have, like, it happened, which is fine. Because, yeah. I mean, obviously, you could do they're in space, they do everything to the letter, and then they get hit with the rays, but the shielding just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Fine. But it's not as dramatic. Like, this was a cool way to be like, oh, shit, like, he's out there, and the storm's here. The fact that they didn't notice until it was, like, 5 minutes away is weird. But fine, space, I don't know how that moves. Like, it could be pretty quick, I bet. Asteroids move fast.
Yeah.
Like, fine.
Sure.
It was a cool scene.
Nothing holding them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as you're saying that, I think they had to kind of do that so that Victor can be that asshole from the get-go.
Yeah.
Of as you, what was the line again? Fuck him, he's going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can close this shield up and so leave I'll you guys fine. Out. Yeah. Which,
he still wasn't fine.
Yeah, he still wasn't. Whatever. We had to show that he's an asshole.
I do like, now I didn't think about it at the time, but that they didn't show him getting hit by the rays.
Yeah.
So we do assume at first that he's okay.
But the shields worked, yeah.
Yeah, and he has a scar, which was a nice nod, because in the original books, he's very vain.
right.
and full of himself and his appearance. And he has this scar very much like what he has at the beginning, you know, after the accident. Mm-hmm. But he's so vain that he thinks he's a monster now and wears his mask and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Reed, Susan, and Johnny leave the shielded station to rescue Ben out on a spacewalk to place the samples, while Victor closes the shields behind them to keep himself protected. And I got here dick move, which we've discussed.
Space dick.
Yeah. The storm breaks through the station and strikes the four of them.
Oh, no.
Let's cue the bad CGI.
That sounds fantastic.
It wasn't the worst, but it wasn't good either. It's 2005, guys. You know, it was what it was.
It looked okay.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they kind of develop their... You know, it shows a glimmer of what their powers will be when they're getting hit. And the powers are supposed to be, even in the books, an extension of who they are.
Okay.
Like, you know, Johnny's a hothead. And
right.
Ben's this lumbering, you know... guy. And I also like that, because in the comics they're more or less, from what I remember, in like this four-man cockpit all around the same, you know, thing. And even my wife, when we were watching, asked, like, why is he different? And they ask it in the movie too, why does Ben different? Why can't he turn back? Why does he look the way he does? And my answer at the time was, well, he got more direct exposure,
right?
Like, all he had was his suit. Whereas everyone else at least had the shield to kind of keep it from getting too bad.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's true. They never say that.
Right.
But it's as good as any.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's exactly what I thought, too. Well, he was out there. He got hit harder than the others did. Yeah. So, I will accept that.
Ding. Count it.
They return home, but soon begin to develop strange powers.
What?
So Reed is able to stretch like rubber. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. I think Reed is always trying to stretch like his work and his life and all that. So that's why he stretches. I think that's good. Susan can become invisible.
That isn't from me. That's from Stan. So
right. That's... But you were on the...
Yeah.
Talking about the others.
Yeah.
Don't... Yes. Susan can become invisible and create force fields. Johnny can engulf himself in fire. And Ben is transformed into a large, rock-based creature with superhuman strength and durability.
Just like me. On the inside.
He's full of rocks.
Just in my head.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Victor, meanwhile, faces a backlash from his stockholders due to the publicity from the failed mission. I got here. It's such a weird, like, room that they're in, and like the energy, and just people just sitting there not talking. I know they're just pretty much extras. Hey, you guys are just billionaires. Don't talk. But it just looks like they told them that.
It reminded me a lot of the Norman Osborn scene from Spider-Man 2002.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's basically the exact same scene.
Right.
Of, you're fired, Norman.
Yeah.
Like, you fucked up, and it's over.
Yeah.
So, which, you know.
Yeah. Same vibes for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, every time they were in that room, it was like, this is such a weird room. Like, this isn't a conference room. Okay?
No.
It wouldn't look like this. You'd look like you're in a lair. And why? I don't know.
Because he's evil.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, this is a strange one here. But they're on the next kind of scene is on the Brooklyn Bridge. Ben accidentally causes a traffic pileup when he's trying to stop a man from committing suicide.
Killing several other people in the meantime. Yeah.
Yes. But it's just such a weird thing to show in this comic book movie that's not directly aimed at kids, but pretty heavily aimed at kids.
Yeah.
And it's just so weird.
I think the thing is, because, I mean, it was 2005. I would have been in high school. So, I mean, like, I got it. But I could also see kids not really getting what he was doing.
Yeah.
And it's such a quick kind of thing. And then it transitions into Ben trying to save him, air quotes, that, like, it wouldn't register.
Yeah, but that's another point for what I'm saying is you don't even focus on it, so why even have him do it? Just,
well, and that's,
have somebody, I mean, see him and freak out and jump into the street, and I guess there's a railing, but is that weirder than some guy?
Well, but, I mean, the other like, this is a writing problem. Like, if you don't like the way this scene is turning out, don't put yourself in a situation where you have this scene to worry about in the first place. There are plenty of other, like, Superman always catches a plane. You know, there are other things you can do to be their opening moment of saving people
right.
with their powers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it would be off the top of my head, but you could find something.
You could.
Well, yeah. And that's, I think, and I'm hoping they do in the MCU version, is don't have it be Victor as the villain. Have it be something else, so that mm-hmm. when this villain first strikes, whether it's because of something the Fantastic Four, you know, ignite or not, mm-hmm. then they can use their powers for the first time.
Yeah. I like it. I'm signing me up.
But we'll see.
Yeah, it was just so strange.
Well, and like, we made the joke watching it, it's like, so the six people that die in all of those car crashes, because no one knows how to use their brakes...
Yeah.
It is New York, I guess. They get in car crashes in movies all the time. But, like, you save this guy, sure. But, like, the 20 other people were dead now.
At what cost? Yeah. Yeah.
The guy in the taxi that flipped, like, he's dead. I'm sorry. The truck driver, fine. Like, you know, all you messed up was the front of the
shouldn't
cab.
Have been.
No.
To come at a complete stop at whatever speed he was going at. Because it didn't look, like, slow.
No.
Hey, no,
if he was going slow, he wouldn't have busted up the entire front of that truck.
Yeah. Oh, man. So as
and then,
this
of
happening,
course, Susan had to undress. That bothered me. So it's so stupid. Like, in 2005, I was in high school, so of course I wanted to see Jessica Alba in her underwear. We all did.
Yeah.
You know, coming off of Dark Angel, all that jazz, right. Great. But watching it now, just in a... rights issues, whatever, fine, but it doesn't make sense because it's you're going to get invisible so that you can get us through this crowd. Mm-hmm. But then they just get through the crowd.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Like, what she did nothing.
Nope.
And the guys went a different way.
Yeah.
So she just went one way through a bunch of people naked.
Mm.
And they just went the other way. No problem.
Yeah.
Like, nothing she did anything.
No, not at all.
It literally was just an excuse to show Jessica Alba in her underwear.
Yes.
Which, again, I understand.
Yes.
2005 me understood it even more, but give me a fucking break.
Yeah. Like, I know. There's so many questions on this bridge. I've got another one here. So the next thing is the four use their various powers to contain the damage and save lives.
And create more damage and risk other lives.
Yes, yeah.
Those poor firemen and that dog.
And I love how everyone was clapping. Yeah, you guys caused this, but you saved them.
Yeah.
Well, most of them.
Yeah.
So one of my questions is, how do the police cars make a blockade with all the traffic pile up? That's the real superpower is what it is.
Yeah.
Because they crash immediately, pile up. Yeah. And then there's all these police cars in front of it.
Uh-huh.
How?
Magic? Duh.
You're right.
And why was the fire truck going so fast?
He's got to get there quick, man.
I get that.
He's
but
saving,
like,
lives.
And the dog.
Oh, yeah. The dog.
Covering its eyes when it was about to crash.
Comedy.
Is it, though?
No. But that's
what
they thought.
I mean, we laughed, but...
You laughed because you're laughing at it, not because,
we're not laughing with it, laughing at it.
Exactly. And I do have on here also how Reed, Susan, and Johnny snuck to the front is not explained.
Well, she got naked and turned invisible again, and then they went the other way.
Yeah. And they just got to the front.
Yeah.
But they're not the only ones that got to the front.
Well.
Because while the public cheer from there for them, for their efforts,
mm-hmm.
Ben's fiance arrives.
Right.
I don't know how she knew where to go. And she silently splits their engagement. I'm just going to put this ring here on the ground. So terrible. Because you just can't accept him in this condition. He's a rock person.
Yeah,
yuck.
You just... Well, and she's... See, here's the thing.
Oh, boy. He's like shaking his phone at me.
She sees what we see. That they're actually monsters that caused a wreck that killed a bunch of people.
Right. And they're just taking
like,
this applause.
Yeah.
And,
I could have accepted the rock thing. That has its benefits.
Okay.
This, you just killed a bunch of people to save one guy that wanted to die anyway. No, thank you.
That's fair. Yeah, it's another just great feat that she was able to make it to the front of this crowd.
Well, I mean, she knew them. Oh, and man. She said that at the back of the line. I know him. We're engaged, but he caused all this, so it is.
Ma'am, if you want to go to the front, you're going to have to take your clothes off.
That is the rule here. Okay, I mean, she did go out in the streets in her underwear.
Yeah, that was weird, too.
Get it's a like, robe.
Yeah, so you wouldn't just come out like, I don't care how excited you are.
Yeah.
You're not even, I mean, okay, she's pretty positive it's him, but still.
Yeah.
I would, yeah. If well, I'm sitting like, there in my underwear and I'm waiting, like, my wife's been gone, mm-hmm. she'd come out, I'm like,
all right, can you just come in? Some pants.
Yeah, like, can you just come into our house
there's that we the live other in? Thing. Yeah. Why am I meeting you on the street?
Because he can't get up there. He's a rock man. Oh, true. Man.
He's too heavy. Break the elevator. Yeah. They go into that later.
They do. So then Reed, of course, vows to a heartbroken Ben to reverse the effects. Okay.
That's another thing I like. It's from the books. It's like Reed always feels very guilty of just because, I mean, they were the closest of friends
right.
in this group. And the fact that Ben turned into this monster. And that's the thing. Like, their dynamic is great. All four of them, they get it. It's mm-hmm. pretty close. The Reed-Susan thing, I could have done without. But fine. You need a conflict. I'll take it.
Sure.
But the Reed-Ben stuff is great. The fact that Reed's always trying to fix Ben and can't. Hmm. Like, that is from the book. So that is something I appreciated.
Nice. Okay. So the media dubs them the Fantastic Four, and Victor exploits the news to his stockholders. But they still decide they're going to pull out of the Von Doom Industries. They have to. Sure. Of course. Got to make Victor more mad.
Well, he's turning evil. It didn't seem like he wanted them around anyway.
Yeah. Not really.
Except for Susan, because she's pretty.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed off at
yeah.
that this was their fault somehow.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
It's their idea.
Wasn't he going up there anyways, though? And they were like, can we just tag along to do this test?
I don't think so. He had the station. Okay. He had the big space station, and they wanted to use it.
Okay.
So no, he wasn't going up there already. Which,
that's just a weird thing, too. Why does he have a space station?
Because of science, bud. He's got to do his science.
All right. I'm here to ask the dumb questions, I guess.
Like, he's Victor Von Doom. He has this company that does stuff. He does the stuff he does.
The science stuff.
Sure, probably. And then he has a space station. They all do.
That's what you do.
You know how many space stations are there right now and they each have their own names on them? And they like link up like a Voltron sometimes, but most of the time they're in their own section of space.
That's only in case of emergencies.
I mean, we've never been to space. There could be a shit ton of space stations up there.
You're right.
From different science companies.
Yeah.
Or whatever Victor does.
Prove him wrong.
Yeah. Do it.
By going to space and taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait.
So the four move into Reed's lab in the Baxter building to study their abilities and work on finding a cure. Victor offers his support, that's more like quote-unquote support,
yeah.
in their efforts, but blames Reed for the mission's failure because he's a dick.
Yeah.
Or Justin agrees because it was their idea, but fine, Justin.
I also liked Stan as Willy Lumpkin, the mailman.
Yeah, I got
that that's a character from the book.
Shut up. Fun facts later. Goodness gracious, everybody. I'm sorry about that.
I'll save it for later. I'm not sure. Perfect. Stop talking.
I will let you go first.
Okay.
Where was I? Around here. So Reed plans to construct a machine to recreate the storm and reverse their conditions.
Probably.
First ask me, well, why didn't he just do that the first time?
That's a good question.
Well, then I thought, well, maybe he got some readings or something from the actual storm.
Readings?
Hey. I didn't spell it that way, but I will now. If these notes ever go public.
They will.
Yeah, I was like,
we'll be audited.
I did think, I was like, why didn't he just do that the first time?
Yeah, if you can just
do this, do it.
Yeah.
It didn't take you long.
No.
Well, I don't know how much time passed, but it didn't seem like that long.
A couple weeks, maybe. I don't know. Ben was pretty pissed by the end of it, so.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, I got that note, too.
Yeah. So stupid. Yeah. It's, sure. It's a fair question.
Hmm?
I would assume that yes, because they had exposure. I mean, even their suits were changed by this cloud. And right. so he would have traces of it
yeah.
to be able to then recreate it.
Yeah. Or at least know, you know, here's what happened to
Which I
to
feel like us. They said, but I don't remember. Yeah. Let's say they did.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right.
John refuses to cooperate, insisting that they should just embrace their powers. And then this is where we get all the Johnny montages, which is snowboarding thing I totally forgot about. And the skier and...
It's...
Man. He, yeah.
So flies into the... I could almost see it happening in a movie now. Because, I mean, that is Johnny. He's the smooth-talking, top 20-something-year-old pretty boy.
Yeah.
Who drives fast cars, gets girls. Like, it's... It all tracks.
Yeah.
I'm not... It's more the super 2005 of her, like, yeah, I just caught on fire, landed in this thing of snow that's now kind of a hot tub, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And I'm naked, so you too.
Yeah. I don't know how he got out of there.
Sure, he's fine. Well, I mean, when he got back to the thing, the wherever they were, he had her coat wrapped around himself.
That is true.
So, and they didn't go far, because that was his whole thing. It's like, best skiing this side of wherever is right outside. Yeah. So it's not like they were, you know, in a different state or something.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, he could have walked back.
How'd he get down the mountain, though, is my first question.
Caught on fire again. I don't know. they each took a ski.
He threw it like a snowboard still.
Yeah. I'm really
his
good
at toes clamped around the edge.
Soon I'll be Captain America, and this will all make sense.
So dumb. Oh, well. Yeah. So Victor, having also been affected by the storm due to the shield's malfunctioning...
Twist.
...begins mutating into organic metal and is able to produce electricity, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That's what metal does.
Yeah.
And begins plotting to use his new powers to take his revenge.
I gotta say, like, they make him crazy enough throughout where it's not quite Ironmonger wanting to kill Tony out of the blue. It's like, okay, I get it. It's very cartoonish.
Yes.
All the way through, but I get it.
Yeah, I understand how we got here.
I don't approve of your decisions, but I understand them.
Perfect. That is exactly it. So Victor, I should have added, very easily drives a wedge between Ben and Reed,
mm-hmm.
resulting in Ben walking out in a rage. Oh, I did include here. This was very easy for Victor to do. Too easy. It really was. It was...
I mean, yeah.
Took me out of the moment a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very condensed. The last half hour or so of this movie is very quick.
Oh, yeah. When they were finally at Final Fight, I was like, wow, this came quick. I thought
that we had more. It reminded me of Hellboy when it's like, oh, we got this big-ass monster, and Hellboy just got dragged in.
Right.
And then he blows it up, and he's fine, and they kiss, and they catch on fire, and the movie's over, and it's fine. Like, I started trying to kind of make excuses in my head. It's like, well, I mean, the fight really starts in his office,
mm-hmm.
which is true. You know, he fights Susan, Ben bursts in, they save Reed, fighting Ben some more, and they fall into, you know, down into the street and shit and whatever. But still, though.
Yeah, it was very like, quick.
They could have had at least two tries before figuring out how to immediately stop him.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just it was just the continuation of, oh, I know what to do.
Yeah.
All right, we're done here, everyone.
Which, I mean, like, I kind of appreciate, and we'll get there, but, like, I appreciated the science of it, like, super cooling rubber, so you get all stiff and shit, and using heat-seeking missile to get Johnny, like, okay, that's just very comic book. It's fine. That's what we're here for. I get it. Super cooling metal. It's fine.
It is what it is. Yeah. So Ben walking out motivates Reed to attempt the machine on himself.
Of course.
But he can't generate enough power to push the storm to critical mass.
That's sad. That's they what get happens. You.
But Victor hears this and brings Ben to his lab. And I'm just assuming, he's been watching them and like kind of listening in, but I'm assuming like security cameras that were already there?
Sure.
And he just
tapped
into the feed?
They otherwise, never really say.
What? Yeah. Yeah,
that otherwise would be a thing where like he either should have put up his own secretly
mm-hmm.
or showed him breaking into them.
Right.
But he just kind of has them.
Does Victor own the Baxter Building in this scenario? And maybe it's like, I got security cameras in all my properties.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Oh, well.
That is a good way to, well, I'll take out the word good. That is a way you could do that.
Yeah, that is correct. I don't want to say it's good.
No.
So Ben is placed in the machine, and Doom uses his abilities, of course, to produce the electricity needed to power it. He knows how much he needs. Yeah. And that turns Ben back into normal.
And he does it in a way that they still don't know that he can do anything.
Right.
Like, he has a big scar on his face, and it keeps kind of growing.
Right.
And, he starts wearing gloves. So you can't see his hands wearing metal.
Yeah, they don't know yet. Yeah, so it turns Ben normal, and it actually accelerates Doom's condition, which causes much of his body to turn to metal.
Hate when that happens.
It happens, man. You know?
I know.
You play with electricity, you turn into metal.
That's what they say. Heard since I was a kid.
I got here. Victor knocks Ben unconscious and kidnaps Reed, because that's what you do. And Victor, now calling himself Doom, dropping the Vaughn, buddy.
Well, it's wordy. And we're both doctors.
Dr. Victor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like to be very informal with my patients.
He tortures Reed using a super cooling unit, as you said earlier. And he fires that heat-seeking missile at the Baxter Building to kill Johnny. I just got here, yikes, the early days were bad. It's just like, why do you have this?
Well, he broke into that facility that, for whatever, I think it was his facility, and grabbed all the specific tools that he needed for the job.
I'm an idiot. Of course, they explained it very well.
Yeah. He has them because of his science business that he has. It's a very lucrative business. He has a space station, Jeremy. You think he wouldn't have super cooling tanks and a heat-seeking missile? Because he makes science.
Okay? It took science to make those.
It did.
He's got them.
Yeah. It would have been cool that they would have never actually done is had Stark Industries.
That would have been very cool.
Or some other tech, someone, you know.
Hammer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or just property of General Ross or, you know, something comic booky to connect it to something.
That would have been.
Well, I don't know if you have, I won't even say it in the fun facts, but there was an X-Men cameo in this that was cut out in a deleted scene.
I think I do have that, yes. Okay. As soon as you had to cut out, I was like, I don't remember it, but yes, deleted scene.
Which was cool.
I don't think I've seen it, but the description sounds.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, but it's a cool, like, for 2005, it's like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I have to try and find it.
Yeah. It's on the disc.
Is it on the YouTube?
Everything is on YouTube.
You're right.
Even the cameras in the Baxter Building are on YouTube. That's how he found it. It's on YouTube.
He just searched Baxter Building cameras. Yeah. Live feed. Oh, perfect.
It just reminds me of Skyfall. That the more I watch, I love Bond.
Okay.
I did a whole episode on it on Nerds World. Love Bond.
Right.
But Silva's big thing is posting the identities of these spies on YouTube.
Oh, was it specifically YouTube?
I mean, they don't say it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I think it even has the red square. Like, it's fucking YouTube. Oh, like, wow. Give me a break.
Hey, man. It's YouTube's banging.
That's true.
Oh, wow. So Johnny flies to the city to evade the heat-seeking rocket. And he lights a garbage barge on fire to trick it. Because they're stupid. They're just looking for heat.
I mean, that's the way it does in most movies.
Yeah.
Just, turn the corner really fast. The missile's going straight. Yeah. Ain't gonna turn. I can turn.
How's it gonna turn? It don't have a wheel.
Right? It sinks forward. Not left, right?
Sue rushes to free Reed and battles Doom, but she's outmatched. She didn't know his strength.
Who does? He doesn't know.
He doesn't even know. So Ben arrives to help, transformed into the Thing again.
What?
Because he reused the machine.
Because he had to.
I don't know how he got more power, but he did.
Well, I don't think...
You don't think transforming to the Thing takes more power, just from the Thing back to human does?
Mm-hmm. That was my thought.
I don't know if that's
at the start of that sentence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like a transformation is a transformation.
I mean, you transform the one time already, so it's already like in there.
Oh, okay. It's like pre-cooked. You just gotta sear it.
Yeah. Or pop it in the microwave a couple minutes.
Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, so it's a cooked dinner. You just gotta thaw it.
Yeah.
No more questions.
Done. We fantastic that for.
Next bullet point. So the battle spills into the streets.
Uh-oh.
And the four assemble to battle Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny and Sue. What?
Quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're just about done here, folks. Yeah. There's not much left. Yes, this is the first fight with the villain.
Sure.
Yeah.
God, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's story to get through, you know.
Mm. Is there? Let's find out. Johnny and Sue combine their powers to wrap Doom in an inferno of intense heat.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben and Reed douse him with cold water. It's more like Ben Reed's. It's just Reed's idea. No, he does. He folds himself. That's right.
The S curve to direct the water. You can't just break the hydrant and expect it to hit the target.
Yeah.
He's got to put his foot over it, like you do with the hose, to direct it. And then Reed's got to get it there.
Water is just like a heat-seeking missile. It's just going straight.
Yeah. It's just going to go straight. Got to direct that thing. Reed's got to be the steering wheel to get that water.
Water don't have a steering wheel either.
It doesn't. It goes freely wherever it wants.
Oh, man. So, of course, doing this induces thermal shock and freezing Doom in his place.
Yeah.
I got here. Yeah, science, bitch. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesse Pinkman.
Huh.
And then Ben tells Reed to forget about his experiment with the machine, as he has accepted his condition through his relationship with Alicia Masters. Excuse me. Alicia Masters, who was a blind artist. She's Kerry Washington.
Right. But when did... Because...
And I have in here, Justin happens to be gorgeous. Not what I meant to put.
You have it just, that in your
It does. It literally says that. What I meant to say was, just happens to be gorgeous. But hey, the heart knows what the heart knows.
That is, usually I delete the heart your types. Notes, but I'm going to save this.
Yeah, the heart types what the heart wants. So dumb. Oh my gosh.
Well, okay.
Yeah, you want to talk about Kerry Washington?
Yeah. Cause my wife scoffed at her too, which, I mean, the performance was not great. And Kerry Washington's a great actress. She's done a lot of great things.
Yeah.
Alicia Masters is from the books.
Okay.
This is a thing. Like, I don't remember if Ben had someone pre-accident who dumped him on a bridge.
Mm.
But finding Alicia is a thing, and someone that accepts him for him. Like, that's all from the books, and there's even a thing, I think she has interactions with Silver Surfer in the books, and there's a whole thing there.
Okay.
Like, so this is an established character.
Right.
It's a dopey 60s trope from a dopey 60s comic.
Yeah.
But it is a thing. I think they could have done it better.
Yes.
But her being blind and accepting him for who he is, even though he's a hideous rock monster, is all canon.
Okay.
So...
And I'm sure in the comic she was gorgeous, too.
Yeah, she was.
Just like Justin happens to be.
Yeah, obviously.
That's what the note says.
You wrote it.
The notes don't lie.
I didn't tell you to write it. You did that for really and on purpose.
That's great. So the team decides to embrace their role as superheroes. And Reed proposes to Sue.
I didn't even remember that. Oh, that's right, on the boat.
Yeah, I didn't completely remember it either, but...
yeah, well, and then...
It's in the notes. It has to be true.
I always... Even when I saw the movie initially in 2005, when his pants stretched with him...
I forgot down, about that. Yeah.
I was like, wait, that... Did he make clothes now that
Maybe.
Stretched with him?
He's got that machine.
True. But yeah, I was just like, how did that... And then it was over, it's just like... Okay, I'm fine.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a moment, I get it. They wanted the... Oh, he stretched down and then went down. Oh, that's nice.
So great. Great. Last little thing here. Meanwhile, a frozen Doom is transported back to his homeland of Latveria.
I want that to be my nickname. Frozen Doom.
Frozen Doom. Just microwave it. Yeah, that's such a weird thing. Why? Like, was that already fired. Is it Will? Yes, just...
Well, on the other, like, in the next one, garage. He's in, like, a storage room in a castle, like, up in the attic with a bunch of shit.
I don't remember.
And I'm just like, one. why did you do that? We're assuming he's dead.
I would assume so.
Like, there's a hint that he's not, because right. What's-his-face's tablet freaks out. I feel like that's someone, but I don't remember his actual name, that actor. He looked very familiar, and I forgot to look him up. But anyway... Like, he's doing the manifest for the cargo ship, and it, like, glitches. And then he looks at him like, I see you, but you're going away. So, I don't work for you no mo.
No mo.
So, yeah. I guess it's because the people in his country don't like him either.
So, they're just like... ship him back?
Yeah.
Here's your trash.
Put him in his castle attic. Where he belongs.
It's so weird. I know they wanted to throw in the name and all that, but it's just so weird. Whatever. The end.
God. They even say it.
Back, play it again, please. It's good.
Sure.
But yeah, that's the movie. We're going to jump into some Easter eggs and fun facts, and I just include them all together.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know the difference. I mean, talking about it again, it makes me like it. More and less at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun. It's just a dopey, dumb, like, it's watching Steel or Ghost Rider, you know, just...
I'll just take your word on those. I think I watched Spirit of Vengeance, but...
Oh, it's so... It's dumb. It's a cool... I feel like I said this a lot, because I watched so many movies while I was home. I watched, like, 20 new horror movies I'd never seen.
Wow.
That's a bunch of Disney stuff. Like, oh, so many things. But I kept saying to myself, like, this is a cool idea, not executed well. Mm. And with every comic book movie I watched, I was like, this is a good idea, just not done well. And that's what this is. Like, everything, this has almost solid.
Yeah, looking at it very, you know, far out, like, it all works.
Yeah.
But like you said, just the way they did it doesn't.
Yeah. They did it doesn't.
They did it to them.
So like I was saying earlier, Stan Lee at around 43 minutes, that's a weird thing. You just like titled your thing?
Well, like, yeah, somebody anyway. Did a copy and paste. Okay.
So at around 43 minutes, although Lee has made cameos in many Marvel movies, this is the first time he has played a character from the comics, which is the thing that I was going to say. Willie Lumpkin, the Fantastic Four's kindly old mailman. His line was supposed to be, "Welcome home, Dr. Richards," but he changed it to, "Welcome to the Baxter Building, Dr. Richards."
Welcome back to the Baxter Building. He's already been there, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you were going to say, and you ruined it. That would have been so good to hear now.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't, though.
I got more Stanley news here. He has said that Michael Chiklis' Thing is his favorite performance in any Marvel film ever. I don't know when this was quoted. I'm assuming right after. Yeah. Or during, you know, the...
Press.
Yeah,
that would be my guess, too. But he does do a good job. Like I said, size aside, the pathos, the hurt, the everything, the internal struggle shit, like, it's all from the book and solid.
Yeah. So it's his voice and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's even I think I got a part in here about the mouthpiece that are...
Well, and I remember, like, in an interview,
don't ruin have it here, fact.
Too, I'm sure you and I will, but he, like, approached someone at a convention or something and shook their hand and said, "Hi, I'm Ben Grimm, and I'm the Thing," you know, and, like, he was so enthused about it and wanted it so bad, and, like, it was just part of his pitch.
Yeah, very cool.
Like, I like it.
I like it a lot.
Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Jessica Alba had a kidney infection during the filming and nearly fainted when she was with Julian McMahon in the space station scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our wife found that entertaining. For most of the shoot, Michael Chiklis was terribly uncomfortable in the Hot Thing suit.
Hot Thing.
Oh, it was real hot. The final street battle, however, was filmed in Vancouver in December, leaving Chiklis as the only comfortable one of the four. The rest were in skin-tight blue uniforms.
At least he got to flip it around at the end.
He did.
As part of his costume for the thing, Michael Chiklis wore prosthetic teeth to prepare himself to speak with the prosthesis. Chiklis wore them when reading to his children.
That's Thanks, Dad. It's really weird.
Thanks for the nightmares. Yay.
Because those teeth were huge. Oh, my goodness. At around 48 minutes, while being examined by Reed, Ben mentions that he used to smoke. In the comics, the Thing used to smoke cigars, up until the early 90s when Marvel's new editor-in-chief, Joe Quesada, instituted an anti-smoking policy for all the company's characters, banning them from being shown smoking on panel. That would have been an Easter egg, Justin. Yes.
If you knew what the difference was, but you don't. That's interesting. The other one that popped in my head is Wolverine. He smokes cigars a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So, interesting.
Very.
Jeremy, not the first Fantastic Four movie.
What?
Another was made, The Fantastic Four.
We just talked about that one.
In 1994.
Oh, my goodness.
But never released. Who wrote, did you, this is a sentence. It sure is.
It makes sense if you don't read the Fantastic Four 1994
part. No, the whole thing is wrong. But never released because unbeknown, which is not a word, to the cast and crew, it was never intended to be released. It was made only because the studio that owned the rights to make a Fantastic Four movie would have lost them if it did not begin production by a certain date, which, oddly enough, happened again several years later, which is how we got the 2015 movie.
Oh, well, yeah. But they actually made that one. I was like, they did it again and didn't.
Well, I mean, this movie exists. Like, I own it. Like, you can find it.
Yeah.
It circles around conventions, and like I said, I own it. I've seen it.
I've seen stills. I do not want to watch it. Do not ever. No. Stop it. He's putting it on right now, everyone.
Yeah. It's bad. I will go there. Okay. But it's 1994. Like, it's like we talked about this. Like, it's exactly what you would think a 1994 Fantastic Four movie would be. Right. And I'm pretty sure the Henson Company did the Thing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, and it had an animatronic mouth and shit.
Yeah.
There's a really, if you don't feel like watching the actual movie, which, believe me, I understand, it's bad. Yeah. There's a documentary called Doomed, The Untold Story of the Fantastic Four, or something like that. It's free in a lot of different places. I own it on DVD if you want to borrow it. Jeremy, not you guys. Sorry.
No, reach out. His number is...
but yeah, I've seen it on Prime to rent. It's different places. It's called Doomed. And it's interesting. It's kind of sad. Because like I said, the people making it didn't know they never meant to. So they were, you know, doing... They started doing some conventions. They were signed up to start doing press. Like, so many of them thought it was going to be a stepping... Like, it's a big comic movie. It's 1994.
Right. Yeah.
This is the in-between time from Batman Returns to Batman Forever.
Yeah.
To give you some... Like, Steel was coming out. Like, all these big comic movies were happening. And no one told them that it was never going to actually see the light of day.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to get something like that for the Batgirl movie.
Yeah, no shit.
It was, yeah.
I'd be amazed if that doesn't hit convention floors eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised it's not on the internet already.
Me too.
Honestly.
Yeah. It is my turn, Justin.
I know.
And did you know that during the peer conversation between Reed and Sue, not only were the actors not together?
That I did not know.
Which is apparently relatively common in filmmaking. They weren't even in the same country, Justin.
Maybe I did know this.
Jessica Alba was filmed in New York City, while
Reed Richards.
We're gonna go with Reed Richards was filmed in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What? Wow,
that's wild.
That is wild and weird.
It's a wild world of sports.
Sorry, my throat's a little something. I need to.
Man, they had like 20 minutes while I read that, and you couldn't take your drink.
Well, I was.
Yeah. Enthralled by what I was saying. I understand.
Michael Chiklis, the
There's
only
a lot
one.
Of Michael Chiklis facts in this, I just realized.
You wrote them. The only one of four main actors already familiar with the Fantastic Four comic and has been a devout fan of the thing since childhood. He eagerly fought to have a real thing rather than a computer-generated character. Chiklis wore 60 pounds of latex, which took 3 hours to get into. And to keep Chiklis cool in the suit, a rock was removed from his head and cold air was sprayed into the gap between the suit and the actor. I actually remember that. There was like it was in the back and they just plopped it off and were able to like circulate. And,
here's your water. Yeah. Rocks. So is this, I'm assuming this next one is what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So Hugh Jackman is Wolverine in the X-Men films.
Anybody who doesn't know that.
Yeah. Hey man, you're welcome here.
Yeah. But
how?
Why?
But yeah, so he was offered the role of Reed Richards. In a deleted scene, Reed turned into Jackman as Wolverine.
What? I didn't know he was offered Reed.
Yeah, I didn't.
But I knew about the deleted scene. Why would you do that? He's Wolverine. And had been a couple times. I mean, X2 had just come out 2 years ago.
I mean, it's Hugh Jackman.
He was on the way.
How could you not?
And it's the same company from the same universe. What about, like, there was a time before all the Fox stuff happened where they were going to do, like, a Deadpool 3 style Fox-averse of all the Marvel things.
Mm.
So it was going to be the X-Men, the Fantastic Four, and Daredevil. And there was going to be a big old mashup movie.
Man. Yeah. Imagine if that were to happen. Something like that.
Gross. Like I mean, that's essentially what's going to happen in Deadpool 3, which I assume is your joke, but...
No, I just meant, like, getting all different movies and mashing, you know.
Oh, God, it would have been so bad.
The Avengers, and it's amazing. Yeah. So if you do it right, it's great.
Yeah.
As this would have been terrible.
Many times, but this is just...
Yeah, that's so rough. Well, if you want to watch that, watch Deadpool 3, probably.
Yeah, eventually. And it'll actually be good.
Yeah.
And for us...
That's it.
That is it.
What do we got next episode, Justin?
Next episode, just as soon as you thought you were out of the Foxiverse, you're getting reeled right back in with their next gem of a film.
Gem.
X3, The Last Stand. This is the last time they're going to stand. The rest of it, they sit down because they're too tired.
Well, one of them has already done his last stand, if you know what I mean.
And then he's still coming back, too. So, it's fun.
I meant more... Professor X, because he can't stand.
Oh.
But I'm terrible. Wow. I'm sorry. Yeah, so that's next episode.
Too soon.
Sorry. Sorry. I even had an out, and I went back. I was like, let me explain how terrible I am.
But he's coming back again, too.
Yeah. He won't be standing, though. Oh, please stop. God. Okay, so if you do want to tell us your thoughts of how terrible I am, or about X3, or about Fantastic Four, please reach out to us. There's multiple ways to do that. You can go to our website, wearemarvelpod.com. You can go on social media, search for We Are Marvel Pod. You should be already following us.
Obviously.
So, you know, you're already there. If your email is more your thing, go to email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
If calling is more your thing, here's Justin's number.
so funny. Just I would like never your Xavier know what that joke. Is.
Oh, no. This was much better. I think that's the only really ways to get hold of us, but those are pretty good options.
Yeah.
We do want to hear from you. It would be awesome. And if you want to get some merchandise, like the shirt I'm wearing right now that you can't see, but I'm wearing it, Justin, describe it to them.
He's not wearing anything.
Well played.
This is really, really uncomfortable.
Sorry, it says We Are Marvel. I think it's a very cool shirt.
Yeah. I finally got Justin's. My shirt.
Yeah.
A year later, I'm very excited.
How do you feel about the yellow? He got a yellow shirt with our logo on it.
Well, it's a yellow logo, so I want
it. It has yellow in the logo, yes.
Yeah. The whole background like is yellow. It's like a yellow. I mean, it's a whole thing. It had to be. And I don't mind yellow. I look good in everything, as we heard.
Oh, no.
I mean, look at what
Justin
you
said. Justin happens to be gorgeous. I know what it says.
Yeah.
It was no accident. Justin happens to be gorgeous.
Yeah. And, you know, it's true. I don't like to talk about it because it makes people uncomfortable, but it's true.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, if you want
to... I was hoping it would be a darker yellow. I will say that. Like, it would be like a gold.
It is a bright one. Yeah.
But it's fine. I don't know.
But if you do want to get a shirt, it'll be like Justin or myself. Or actually, my daughter, she was wearing my other shirt as a knight. sleep thing. Nightgown, but as a shirt.
Night shirt is fine.
Thank you. So if you want to do that, you know, for yourself, for your kids, mm-hmm. for your grandparents, I don't care.
For your
buy it.
Animals. You know, my animals like won't wear clothes, but maybe yours do.
I think you need to try a little harder.
We did. It was all fun.
They just lay there?
No, they get very angry.
Well, who wouldn't?
I know. That's why I don't wear clothes. That and I'm gorgeous.
Okay. Anyways, get a hold of us. Go buy the merch. There's a link in our website. It's going to be great.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
As is our next episode where we talk about X3, The Last Stand. Directed by the same guy that did Rush Hour. Does that make sense? Bryan Singer would have rather done Superman Returns. True story.
Wow. Well, you get those fun facts.
And so much more.
Next episode.
Boom.
Thank you all for listening to this one. Thank you for being a part of this and all that. And
so patient with us and all of the things that we do and don't do.
Yeah. For weeks. No, seriously, though, thank you all for listening. And until next time, I've been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.